Hi, I'm Laura Rich Creek with Laura's Voice. There's a small town near where I live to which I am relationally and emotionally attached, Roanoke, Indiana, and a small shop called Paper Moon. I found a handbook of oral reading under a stack of, I don't even know what. They have all sorts of unique things, from a miniature spud gun to baby clothes, vintage records and furniture upstairs, cute socks, and old books. This seemed an easily justified purchase for a voice actor. I just started reading it and would like to share this brief excerpt from the introduction with you. An attempt to arouse the emotions in reciting a piece of literature before one understands it or knows what the emotions are about, like an effort at fine writing when one has nothing to say, expresses nothing so much as vanity and poverty of thought. One suspects that a good deal of the elocutionary affectation of the past was due to this sort of perversion. But no reading is adequate which fails to express the spirit of what is read. Every thought, if it really means anything to us, arouses some kind of emotional reaction. Emotional reaction, delightful turns of phrase, and super cool words abound in this treasure, a handbook on oral reading, written by Lee Emerson Bassett, published in 1917. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Rich Creek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.